This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The president takes another swing at cutting the deficit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama is set to sign an executive order tomorrow creating a bipartisan panel to recommend ways to reduce the deficit. For more on this, now we're joined live from New York City by Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson. Hey, Jeremy.
Good morning, Bill.
Who's going to be on this deficit hacking body?
Well, there will be 18 members. It'll be chaired by two very well-respected people who know Washington very well. One is former Republican Senator Alan Simpson of Wyoming. He's a fiscal conservative known to work across party lines. Democrat Erskine Bowles is the other. He was the White House chief of staff under President Bill Clinton, and he negotiated or helped negotiate legislation with Republicans in 1997 that led to the balancing of the budget back then.
Jeremy, Congress tried to create a budget commission earlier this month and failed. What's different about this one?
Well, this one would not have teeth as sharp as the one that failed to get through Congress, because Congress would have had to vote up or down on the recommendations of that deficit reduction panel. This one will be able to make recommendations, but it'll be up to the public to pressure Congress to vote on them. But President Obama did make the case in his weekly address a few days ago that this is still the best option to deal with the deficit.
Solving our fiscal challenge, so many years in the making, will take both parties coming together, putting politics aside, and making some hard choices about what we need to spend and what we don't.
And by the way, Bill, the deficit is expected to reach $1.6 trillion this year.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding us.
All right.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thanks.
So the deficit's rising. Stocks are rising. European markets up almost 1% this morning. Asian stocks rose more like 2% today. Yesterday brought some relatively encouraging earnings news in the States, and the Dow jumped 169 points. It closed at 10,268. A place of pilgrimage for many, many Beatles fans could be in jeopardy. The Abbey Road Studios, where the group recorded most of their hits and where they crossed a certain sidewalk, might be sold and redeveloped. Paul McCartney is hoping the site can be saved. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London.
The Beatles were going to name their last album Everest, but they couldn't be bothered to go on a photo shoot to the Himalayas. So they popped outside the studio, had themselves photographed in the crosswalk, put that on the album cover, and called it Abbey Road instead. 30 years later, the future of the studio's in doubt. The private equity firm that bought the record company that owns it is in trouble and reportedly ready to sell. Paul McCartney told the BBC he's hopeful the studios can be kept going.
But I do know that there are a few people who've been associated with the studio for a long time who were talking about mounting some bid to save it. So I hope they can do something. It'd be great.
Not everyone's rooting for the survival of this pop music shrine. Local drivers complain about the constant traffic jams as Beatle fans from around the world come to pose in the middle of Abbey Road. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by the new Harvard Business Review, a source of smart thinking for today's business world, The revival of SMART begins at hbr.org.
I wonder what it's like being a scam artist these days. Are people hanging on to their money or more desperate than ever to get something for nothing? A scammer recently made the mistake of preying on Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Hey, David.
Hi there.
Who called you?
Well, it was some guy offering a pitch for a free Bahamas cruise. It was an automated pitch from the get-go. If I participated in a phone survey and then an online survey, and it was all very fast, I would get this cruise to the Bahamas. Well, sweet. Who wouldn't want something like that?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very happy about it. I'm looking forward to the cruise, but I'll tell you more about that in a sec. But here's the way this scam unfolds. First of all, the phone survey, where they ask you really strange questions, like, for instance, are you a diabetic? What kind of TV service do you have? Do you have a septic tank or a sewer system? That's a little strange. At the end of that, a live operator comes on and says, I need your zip code now, and then I'm going to send you to a website to finish this thing.
And you followed the string. You pulled the string.
Absolutely. I kept going. And then on the website, they ask you, do you want more information about some companies like Dish Network or ADT Home Security? And I said, no, no, no. And then it says, congratulations, off you go. But it looked a little weird. And when I had talked to the live operator, he said he worked for Royal Caribbean, which is one of the big dogs when on the cruise ship industry. So I called Royal Caribbean. They'd never heard of this thing. And then I called Dish Network, another company named in the pitch. They'd never heard of it, nor had ADT Home Security or any of the other ones. This was kind of a red flag for me. And the more I picked it apart, the more I discovered that this whole thing was an elaborate ruse.
Elaborate is the key. It's like they were figuring they could fog you with detail and you'd be impressed.
They really brought their A game to this. And that's why I really wanted to rise to the occasion, because not only did they have all this corporate cover as sort of an act of misdirection, but then they said that the cruise was going to be on Imperial Majesty Cruise Lines. I looked into that. They went bust last year. The ship that I was going to go on was the Regal Empress. That was sold for scrap last year. It's now rusting on an Indian beach. All bad things as far as my cruise vacation was going.
So advice to consumers?
Advice to consumers. If it's too good to be true, it undoubtedly is. Back away from it and use the internet. It's your friend.
Advice to scammers. Don't specify the boat.
Don't specify
the boat. David will catch you.
And don't call me, for goodness sakes.
LA Times business columnist David Lazarus. Thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, car insurance typically costs more for teenage males. But a new study by Allstate shows young women are now more likely to call themselves very aggressive drivers and more likely than teenage men to admit to speeding at least 10 miles over the limit. One researcher says women are narrowing the gender gap when it comes to risk. Congratulations, young women. Welcome to recklessness. We've been waiting for you. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.